During the Doshot Aran, we're up to the paragraph that begins with V'hinei Ata, page Lamed Zayin in the Mosad Rav Kook edition, page Chaf in the Machon this is the Machon Shalem Mishor edition, and page Tet Vav in the Machon Shalem edition. V'hinei Ata, says the Ran, Nimshach HaSedo B'tachtonim Lebalei HaNefesh HaChaya. The Ran has been saying that the order of creation is an order of sophistication. So the logic would dictate that on the fourth day, what would be created would be the living organisms, the animal life, the animal kingdom. Ela shemipnei shekodem ha'asutam haya tzrich liyot ha'meorot b'tzivyonam u'b'shleimutam, but before creating the animal kingdom, the wildlife, God needed to, so to speak, to create all the different lights. God didn't want to create all the animals in a dark world. God wanted to create first all the stars and the lights and the zodiac. Kmo shenitna siba tachlitit bahem lehair al haaretz, just as the reason that's given, that the reason that they were created, asiba tachlitit, The reason that they had to be created is la'ir al-aretz, to give light on the earth. Ki'or ha'rishon, because even though we know there was a first light that was around in the very beginning of creation, lo haya maspik lema shehayu tzrichim bo, that wasn't enough for what the animal life would need. They needed the light of the sun. They needed the light of the moon. Zulati le'avdil hazman kmo shebi'anu, that first light served only to discern between time. The Ran had said that the time is contingent on the sun. If you don't have a sun, you don't have time. The Ran said it goes hand in hand. We had a hard time understanding that concept, but that's what the Ran had said. Ulefichach nitiched hayom harvi'i. Let's just see if maybe we could touch on that again. You guys know that when people fly out to space and come back, so less time passes on their watches than passed on planet Earth.
Yeah, Einstein.
Oh.
Theory of relativity.
Yeah, somebody travels like a...
Time depends upon speed.
Like a 90%
speed. So if time depends upon speed, can it be that our time on Earth depends on on the Earth's revolution around the sun? Because we're in constant motion. What would be if the Earth were to stop? What would happen to time on planet Earth? So the Ran is saying that time is contingent on the sun. And what the Ran means, I don't know. But I just want to open up maybe a direction of thought. So the Ran is saying that first light that was created is not enough. He said that time is contingent on light. He didn't say it's contingent on the sun. Ulefichach nitiched hayom harvi'i, so even though the order of sophistication would have it that the next thing to be created were the wildlife, but because wildlife need lights, so God, so to speak, went out of order in this respect, and on the fourth day, God designated that day Lashlim Melechta Meorot, to complete the working of making for the celestial beings the sources of light. Terem Me'asut Nefesh HaChaya, before God gave the soul of the wild animals. And in that, God completed the handiwork, the making of the heavens. And undoubtedly, the lights that are of such a high stature are made from the same essence as Shamayim, whatever Shamayim is. So this is an ordering of sophistication in the creation of Shamayim, that the planets or the stars and all of that is a completion of Shamayim. Kasher nigmara melechta haaretz ba'adam, just as the completeness of the creation of earth was with the creation of Adam. Adam and Adama go hand in hand, right? Adama is the verb of Adam. That is where the Adam is going. Just like Mitzrayim ma, going to Mitzrayim, Adama is that's where Adam is going. It's also maybe where the earth is headed, because the earth went to form man. So the question is, who's going to whom? Or maybe they're both going to one another. So just as the completion of the creation of earth was with the creation of man, the completion of the creation of heavens was with the creation of the stars and the celestial beings. שערכו אל הארץ כערך השם של הגלגל. That when you compare the value, so to speak, of man with compared to earth, so you say that's a phenomenal difference. Man is living, man is walking, talking, spiritual, and earth is just earth. By the same token, when you compare the sun to the galgal is some spiritual concept of the orbits of the stars. So then also, you can't compare the two. Over here, which one is greater, the Shemesh or the Galgal? I think what the Ran means is the Galgal. The Galgal, according to the Rishonim, is this spiritual being. And they refer to a concept that the orbits of the planets corresponded to the spiritual concepts of the heavens, of creation, of the ordering of Maaseh Merkava in heaven. That's the whole Rambam in the beginning of Yesodei Torah. So that's how the Ramban explains the creation of the fourth day of creation. That even though the ordering of sophistication would have it that on the fourth day were created the animals, because God wanted the animals, they necessitated having light, so God completed the creation of the heavens with the creation of the stars that give light and the sun and the moon, etc. And only then went on the fifth day to create the wild animals. We'll do maybe one more paragraph? We're out of time? We're out of time. Okay.